Hello everyone, welcome back. Sorry, I've been lost for a while, been very busy with my agenda. But here I am. Wow, it's hot, summer is here. And it's gonna get hotter. What I wanna talk about today is about, have you ever gotten up? And when you get up, you're upset and angry. And you wonder why. And all during that day, nothing goes right. And you wonder, where did this come from? I had a great day yesterday. So why did I get up feeling this way? And we get angry because we don't understand why. And we get frustrated. And then we take it on people one way or the other. And then they question themselves and say, but did I do anything to this person? That this person is responding and acting the way they are? Sometimes people have bad days. Sometimes they have reasons and sometimes they don't have any. But you want to know something weird? That a dream can actually upset you at the time that you're having that dream. Even if you don't remember it, but it got you upset. Because you wonder, why did I get up like this? You'll understand if you got up because you had an argument the day before, or something wasn't quite right the day before in a situation. But when you feel there's no reason to get up like that, it's because at times we have dreams that does frustrate us. Just like we have dreams that make us feel good and happy. It happens, believe it or not. I've always told my students that the brain is an amazing thing. Because doctors don't even understand the brain. They want to, and as much as they try, they can't. Because their logic is science. And that's all that matters. But it's not all about science. It goes further than that. Our brain is so amazing that it's like a magnet. It takes and absorbs everything in your dreams, your past lifetime, the lessons that you learned during that time, the life that you had during that time. And it does affect us in this lifetime. Because to many, the brain cannot be explained. It's one of the mysterious things in our body. It's the brain. It can control you. It can make you feel so many different things. It could put fear in you. But no one believes that you could control your brain. Because that the one that's in charge of the brain is you. But we feel that we are nothing. That we are not powerful. That we are not even creating anything within ourselves. Everything takes creativity, but we don't take it to where we need to take it. We can say, well, the reason I got up was because this world this world frustrates me. And I get it. Believe me, I get it. But there's more to it than just that. And we don't get to understand that. And that's because we choose not to. People wonder, but there's geniuses in this earth. Yeah, but why are they geniuses? Because you believe that they were just born like that? No. The brain reminds them what they were before. In their past lifetime. So they come here, and to them, it's normal. It's okay. But we see it as, oh my goodness, this child is a genius. I've said it over and over again so many times in my videos, my broadcasts, that every human being is a genius. We just don't want to take any credit because we think that we're not capable. This earth is beautiful. But I question the people in it, the question that people who runs it. We give credit too soon, too fast to others, and we don't give enough credit to ourselves. We don't take time to sit down and see what we achieved. It doesn't have to be a big thing, it can be a small thing. But you achieved it. You did it. But heaven forbid that we see it that way. And then there are people that are very confident in themselves. And people say, oh my God, he or she is too confident. And there's a difference. A person that's confident doesn't have to show the world that they're confident. They just have to show themselves. A person that shows that confidence, they're looking for reassurement. They're looking for someone to say, man, you're really confident. You know, I've always told my students that everything you do, first do it for yourself. Don't do it to please or to be accepted by people. Because if you do, all your life, you'll be looking for that acceptancy. So you're no better off than where you started. I don't think there's any human being that sometimes just frustrated, even if you don't know why, or get angry or upset. But we go through these feelings. Many want to be left alone because of it. Others need to have other people around, or others need to talk about it. And to me, I don't think any of them is wrong, because we all deal with it very differently. That's what makes us different. But we do have to sit down one day or another and realize the accomplishment that we made. And celebrate those accomplishments with yourself. It's important. Yes, it's nice to celebrate accomplishments with others. But it's nice when you celebrate it with yourself first. It gives you some kind of different perspective. Sometimes we think that it's foolish, it's ridiculous, doesn't make sense to celebrate within ourselves, because I feel foolish, ridiculous. But we shouldn't, because we should enjoy our own company. We should enjoy being with ourselves. Everyone sees the world different and reacts to it different. And that's okay. And you know that's okay. But you can't take time to sit and see your accomplishments on your own. And that's not okay. I don't get it. I really don't. Everyone is trying to find something, but the most person that they are neglecting or don't realize that that person needs you is you. Because we always think that it's about the other person. It's never about us. But it is about us. I tell my students that for you to give an open hand to another person, you need to give it to yourself first. And why is it important to get to know you first? Simple. So when you interact with another human being, you know there are things that can hurt. You know, not to take it personally. You learn that this other person is an individual with their own issues, and you can handle them better. But if you help this person and you have your own issues, then there are certain things where you'll find an attack. You find yourself defending yourself. You find yourself getting angry and upset. But if you get to know who and what you are, you'll be better equipped to understand this other human being. And the thing is that sometimes we forget that a mother, a father, a sister, a brother, an uncle, an aunt, grandma, grandpa, even a friend, we look at them as who they are, a mother, father, all these things. But we don't allow ourselves to see them as people. Because before they had these names that was given to them, grandpa, mother, sister, brother, uncle, aunt, they were just human beings. And we don't see them like that because these names cover them up. And that's the mistake that we make. If you allow them to see them as human beings, then you'll have a better understanding of who they are and what they are. But the first person that has to be understood is yourself. So many things that people argue for, foolish things. It doesn't make sense to me. And they make it to more than what it is. I'll give you the most simplest thing that everybody can relate to. Gossip. Gossip travels. And all the time that it travels, there's not one person that decides to say, hey, it's gonna stay, because I ain't gonna go and tell anybody else. Doesn't make sense. But everybody follows the gossip. The first gossip started with, I saw Mike talking to this girl. By the time the gossip reaches to the person or to whoever, Mike was sleeping with this girl. And no one took time out of, let's just say, 12 people that allow the gossip to travel. None of those people decided to say, okay, thank you, bye. I don't got time for this. The gossip would end there. But it doesn't. It continues. So these are the things that I say that I don't get. I don't understand. When does it stop? When does someone take responsibility and say, look, oh, I heard what I heard, but I'm not gonna tell anybody. It doesn't make sense. I don't want to get involved. So you see, instead of knowing our limits, we continue. And that's where arguments start. Oh no, but I told Joan this. No, but I told Mary this. No, but I told John this. No, but I told Peter this. I don't know how that got to be that gossip. And don't get me wrong, I love gossip. Maybe because I got no life. But the difference is that it stays. It doesn't travel. To me, it doesn't need to travel. The only times that it doesn't even need to travel, because then I would have to take action, is that if I hear a child being abused mentally, physically, or I hear that so-and-so killed or stabbed. But it doesn't go to the person next to me. It goes to who it's the authority, who has the authority to do something about it. So we waste time in foolishness and stupidity. Mainly because maybe our life ain't that great and we're bored. And we're tired and want to hear something bad about somebody. Especially when females hear, oh, she thinks she's too good. Oh my God, she isn't. Oh my God, I can't stand her. Oh, we got to find some dirt on her. And you waste time, energy, looking for that dirt. When you can be wasting your time looking at your own dirt and fixing your own issue up. But we don't think like that because we allow our brain to control us, to tell us, hey, gossip about that person. Yes, let's go, man, let's do this, you know? Oh, let's make this person's life miserable today. You know, hell no, I'm miserable, why not? Let me take you with you. Well, let me take you, yeah, with me. I said it right. And I think that people choose not to see it. And I get tired of I get tired of that. Sometimes students come with things that makes a lot of sense and some that doesn't. Things that get them upset and angry. You know, no one quite understands yet that nothing is perfect. Things are going to happen. Even though we don't want it to happen, or we're not looking for it to happen, but it happens. You have betrayal, people who betray you. You have people that will steal from you, will lie to you, will have affairs, will talk about you. So many things that will happen. And as much as we think we could avoid it, we can't at all. Everybody starts their life being married, happy-go-lucky. But it's not that moment that matters. It doesn't. The moment that matters is when you've lived together for a long time. That's when the marriage becomes a marriage. Why? Because that's when all the tribulation comes. And how you're able to handle it. And that's when you have to sit and try to be as realistic as possible. But you kind of can't, because your being realistic carries a lot of pain, anger, even hatred, frustration. So you won't be able to see a clear picture. And sometimes in a relationship or marriage or even friendship, the love is not there anymore. And that will hurt another person that still loves that person. But we think that we are only entitled sometimes to be in love with just one person. And sometimes it is what it is. It doesn't mean that just because he or she doesn't love you, that you're not going to find someone that's going to love you. So when it's only one side love, we feel betrayed, we feel hurt, we feel anger. All these negatives we feel. And then we get scared, and then the fear comes. The other person doesn't have to feel these things because they fell out of love with you. And all they want to do is move on. So they have it easy, because they do. But the person that stays behind still loving this person, it's the person that's devastated. And unfortunately, you need to go through all that before you can see clearly again. And what can you see clearly again? That you still matter, that you're still important, that there's still somebody out there that's going to love you. Sometimes they are those that are blessed with just one love for the rest of their lives. And sometimes they are those that can't love just once, but loves two or three or four times. And if you wonder why is that, it's because that person is missing something within themselves. or sometimes that person was betrayed. And it hurts. But you should never give up on yourself. Ever. You are entitled to love. And maybe that love was in your love. And maybe now you're ready for the love that's coming your way. But when I hear how people respond, well, I'm not going to love again because I'm not going to go through this pain. So I'm going to make sure that what I feel for this person, it's not going to be love. And that is so sad. Why would you deny that? Love is, it's a beautiful thing. It really is. And sometimes we make the mistakes because we don't take time to see. We're so in a hurry to be loved and to be cared for that you don't see anything in between. So when you marry that person and things don't work out the way you wanted it to work out, it's because you missed something. You didn't allow yourself to see anything. Or because you loved. Just because you love, it doesn't mean that you don't push yourself aside and start being realistic and start seeing things. Because there are signs there. We just don't allow ourselves to see it. Because we're seeing the joy of it all. And some people feel that it's too much. I have an opportunity to get married to him or her. And I love him and I love her. And I cannot believe that this person would ever hurt me. Maybe not intentionally, but it might happen. And it's not such a bad thing, but we can't avoid it. How about if you have a relationship and you in a relationship where you're married and one of them have a car accident within the 3 years or 4 years that you're married? Now what? See, we don't know how we're going to respond to any situation until it happens. It just does. We don't give ourselves enough credit because we don't. We always turn the other way. And the reason we turn the other way is because we don't want to look straight forward and see ourselves. Then another thing, people are not honest about their feelings, their true feelings. They go around and somebody's supposed to guess, wonder, instead of just saying what you have to say. Because you're afraid that if you say what you have to say, you're going to look foolish. And that's going to be an embarrassment. I believe that people should be just honest in their feelings and stop playing games to say it. I'd rather be rejected for saying I like you than ever wondering why didn't I say it, could have, would have, should have. Because maybe if I did, maybe that door would have opened. And if that door wouldn't have opened, then I know that I have to close it. But to fool yourself for months, for year, because you're afraid how you're going to look, I don't get it. I really don't. Because it's important to release, to put it there, out there, to whoever it needs to be put to the. I don't like carrying things. No different than if I met someone and I found out that I really don't like this person. I go up and we have a conversation and I'll say, listen, it's not you, it's me, but I don't like you. And the person might say, why? And I said, I can't explain it, I just don't. But I'd rather be honest. Even if it's a friendship, I think this is as far as our friendship will go. And I'll always take responsibility because that's the way I feel. But I'd rather say what I have to say than spending time with people that I don't want to spend time with. Or being with someone that I know that I like and I can't let that person know. Or see that person talking to another girl knowing how I feel. It doesn't make sense. So at least if I'm rejected, I know where I stand. And I know that I have to get myself straightened out. And I'll get over it. We all get over it. One way or the other, we all get over it. But do I feel like I'm embarrassed, I'm foolish? Absolutely not. I'm going to tell you how I feel. That's who I am. Why should I ever be embarrassed or ashamed of how I feel? Why? See, I don't get that neither. Why? Either right or wrong, this is how I feel. And I'm not going to make you waste your time, and I don't want to waste my time. It doesn't mean if a guy doesn't like me, I'm going to treat him bad or try to think that I can find ways to get him. That'd be foolish. And I've seen females do that. Why would you do that? If he doesn't like you, no matter what you do, it's not going to make it any better. So let it go. Vice versa with guys too. Let it go. It's not going to happen. And if you don't like being with someone, let it be known and let it go. I'd rather enjoy myself with a group of people that I like, than being around a group of people that some I like and some I don't. I just don't need that. And I don't want it. But that's me. It's enough that we have to face that world every day and I have to come connected to people that I'm not going to like. And glad that I will never see them again. So why would I put myself in a situation to hang around with people I don't like? That doesn't make sense to me. But people feel that that's not right. And I get that too. But I'd rather be feeling good and enjoying myself with people that I like to enjoy myself with. But I guess everybody to their own, and everybody has a choice. You know, it's like a story I'm going to share with you. The story starts with this little girl. And she wants so much to be liked. And no matter what she does, no one notices her at all. And she wonders, is it because she's ugly? She's chubby? She doesn't speak that well. And she wonders, why doesn't anybody like her? So now she tries to be kind and generous and be there for people. And she realized that some people start liking her because of her kindness and her compassion and understanding. But she still doesn't feel comfortable. Something about with her that bothers, and she doesn't understand what it is that bothers her at all. But she feels good that these people like her. And she finds herself helping because it makes her feel good. And then one day, she hears someone saying to another person, oh yes, she has a good heart and she's caring. But that's all she's good for, because she doesn't know anything else. And she walks. And as she's walking, she's crying. And then she says to herself, why is it so hard for people to like me? Why do they hurt me the way they do? Why can they not understand my pain, my anguish? And she sits on a bench. And she looks up the stars. And she tells the stars, why am I going through this? Why can no one understand me? Why can no one see me? And a bird comes close to her and gets on her shoulder. And the little bird says, I want you to hear what I have to say. But don't turn around. Just hear what I have to say. The bird turns around and says, it's not about them liking you or accepting you. It's about you accepting yourself and you liking yourself. It's not about being kind and helpful. It's about being kind and helpful to yourself. It's about knowing your worth and what's important to you. Because the moment you feel that you have to please everyone there to accept you is when you lost the battle. and you've been losing the battle for such a long time. It's not about how you look. It's not about how you speak. It's about how you feel within yourself about you. Because there is more beauty inside than there is outside. For that beauty, the outer side, would disappear as time goes on and you age. But the beauty within yourself will always stay young. And that is the most important beauty that any human being can ever have within themselves. And you ask, why is this happening to me? And I'll answer you by saying, because you think nothing of yourself. And if you think nothing of yourself, what makes you think that they're going to see what you want them to see? For they only see what you show. And she sat there and she thought so hard of what this bird said to her. And she asked the bird, can I ask you a question? And the bird said, yes. Am I losing my mind? Am I gonna go crazy? And the bird says, why? Because I'm hearing a bird talk to me. You're a bird. And the bird says, yes, I am a bird. Because today, I needed to be a bird. But tomorrow, I might be something else. And she says, but why did you come to me as a bird? And he says, because you need to learn to do as a bird does. And she says, what is that? He says, you need to learn how to fly. And don't be afraid of flying. Don't be afraid of going. No matter the destiny you want to go, don't be afraid. Take a chance and fly within yourself. Take what you have inside of you and fly with it and spread it within yourself as you fly. And she said, but I don't understand that. And he said, you don't understand that you need to fly? And she says, yes. And he says, a bird, when it's born, hits the ground first. And the bird needs to learn how to fly. And there are birds that will not ever reach that level of flying because they will be crushed to death or they fall from something high and they'll die. But the bird that continues to try to reach the levels to fly, it would learn how to fly so high And the moment they learn how to fly so high, that's when they realize that they're free. So you're that little bird that never got to fly, but just stayed in the ground and got smashed because you didn't take time to fight a little more. You gave up. And she told the bird, "You're right. I've never given myself an opportunity. I always believed that I had to be accepted by everyone. But I've never knew that the one person I needed to accept was myself." And the bird says, "Yes, you're right. And that's why you must learn how to fly from the bottom to the top. And it's not going to be easy, because sometimes you're going to hit bumps along the way as you're learning to fly. But just never give up on yourself. No matter what comes your way, how hard, how difficult, keep picking yourself up so you'll be able to fly. And when you do, you're going to see things that you couldn't even imagine have seen within yourself. And you're going to understand things so much better than you ever thought. And you will never have to worry about being accepted by another bird. Because now you can stand on your own and fly by yourself. And she sat there and she cried. And she said, "Why has this lesson taken me so long to learn?" And the bird says, "Because sometimes we think being in the ground is the best place to be. And there are a lot of things out in that world that's not going to help you pick yourself up from that ground. So you have to learn how to do this on your own. Because when you do, you won't go back there again. Because you work too hard to get where you are now. Because now you can fly." And she cried so much and so hard that she couldn't believe that she can be that free. That she could have felt all these things a long, long time ago. But the bird told her, "It's never, ever too late to learn and grow. The most important thing is that you're able to grow and learn." And by the time she left that bench, she had a smile on her face. And she told the bird, "Thank you. Thank you for giving me that message." And he says, "I want you to remember something." And she said, "Yes. I want you to remember that messages will always come to all that's looking for them. But they might come in many different forms. And you need to be aware. And if you're not aware, then you're going to lose it. And then you're going to lose hope. But messages come in every form. And she says, from now on, I'm going to be aware of that. And he says, but also remember this. It might not come in an animal. It might come in a human, a newspaper, a stranger, a song, a sign, but it will come if you're open enough to see it. Remember that. And she looked at the bird. And she told the bird, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me that lesson and for helping me open my eyes and for allowing me to be set free. And he said to her, I opened the door for you. Now the real job starts with you. She looked at the bird and she says, then what should I do? He said, look in that mirror and find out who you really are and what you are. Find out about those feelings you have, the thoughts. Take your weakness and make it strong. But always leave a beauty that you already have. And she said, what? And he says, continue to care, continue to be humble, because that is one of your most beauty that you have within you. And she said, I will, I promise. And I'm going to do what you say. And I'm going to look in that mirror. And every day I'm going to ask myself a question. And I'm going to wait for the reply. And the bird says, don't be surprised if that person in the mirror also gives you the answer that you're looking for. And she smiled and she said, I can't wait to meet that person. And I can't wait for that person to give me an answer. I'm looking forward to this. I really am. And the bird says, it's time for me to leave. So continue your journey. And always remember this moment. Always. And she says, I'll always remember this moment for the rest of my life. And hopefully someday, I will share it with my children. And the bird says, that's right. And someday, you will share it with your children, and your children would share it with their children and their children. For that lesson will continue as long as they choose to hear it. So don't ever be afraid or where the lesson is coming from, and from whom. The most important thing is that the lesson is coming. And she said, I agree. And he says, well, I need to fly because I also have someone that I need to talk to. And she says, I hope that that person will listen as I did. And the bird says, you'd be surprised. There are those that won't because of their pride or their ego or their selfishness within themselves. And they go on living the way they do. We can't reach all, but the few that we do, we know that we made a difference. And that's our joy. And she turned around and she says, when I find out who and what I am and get my issues in order and fix myself, I also am going to share this lesson. And I'm going to give it to those who I feel might need it. And I'm prepared to realize that not everybody is going to take my lesson. But I'm going to try. And the bird says, that's all you and I can do. We cannot do no more, no less. But don't worry and don't get upset or angry or frustrated if they choose not to. Or if they look at you in a certain way because they don't get it. Don't worry about that either. And she says, I won't. I promise I won't. And as they departed, she started to walk away. And she felt such a warmthness in her and in her heart that she's never felt before. And she realized that for the very first time in her life, she felt free. And she didn't know that this was possible to feel this way. But she also knew that she had a lot of work ahead of her. But she was willing to try and do what she needed to do. Because she never wants to be that person that she was before. Because she wasn't happy and she was sad. And now she knew that a whole new beginning was ahead of her. And just as she knew that, she also knew that there would be tribulations going her way. And that she had to build herself strong for her to continue her journey. But she promised herself that she will. That she will make her mind strong. And she will let her heart be soft with compassion and love and humbleness. And that was her story.